Oh God. Well, that wasn't as funny as I imagined it could be. But you were telling me about that St. Paddy's Day story you had.
Oh, when I got arrested?
Fucking hilarious, yeah.
I did get fucking caught in the claws of the law at a young age.
How fucked up were you?
Blacked out. It was we started drinking at 11 in the morning. By noon, my friend had pissed his pants.
Holy shit.
In a parking
man.
Lot of a pizza place.
How's that possible?
We were fucking getting hammered. We were like just drinking liquor, getting fucked up. And then like he actually went to lift a cooler. We were helping lift a cooler into his sister's car. And as he lifted it, we put it in. He's like, oh, I fucking pissed my pants.
And then he still went out in public?
We went from that parking lot into the pizza place, ate a bunch of food. I think actually I proposed to the waitress at one point.
Nice.
So like people weren't feeling that at all. It was it was like God. 12 o'clock.
Down on a knee in a crowded 100%. Pizza shop?
And like a crowded pizza shop, just fucking hammered. Just like, you're so hot, will you marry me?
Holy fuck, dude. I would have hated you. So, I mean, you would have hated you.
Yeah. What a douche. I was literally like blacked out. And then we went into the...
Wait, how long ago was this?
I was 21.
Oh, okay.
So it was like 9 years ago or whatever it was. So I was shit-faced. I like vaguely remember that.
Is that... When did you like kind of stop drinking?
When I was like 23, when I graduated college.
Yeah?
I slowed it down big
time. Is that
when
you were like, I have a gluten allergy and like, I'm
no, actually, that was like 20. Yeah, that was right around like 22, 23. I was like, actually, I have a gluten allergy.
So like, I know what is fine.
It's an autoimmune disorder. But yeah, I got arrested. So my friend who peed his pants, no surprise, got kicked out for, I don't know what the fuck.
What, you guys were at a bar?
So there was a pizza place. It was like a restaurant. Connected to a bar.
Okay.
So like there was a bar next to the actual like place where you eat.
Yeah.
So he took it from the pizza place to the bar, like 50 feet away. He got kicked out of the bar.
Where was this?
Wilmington, Delaware. Grotto's Pizza. So he got kicked out. So I went out. I'm like, dude, get back in here. I was doing car bomb races with people. I'd be like, get a car bomb. Whoever loses pays. And I was crushing people. So I was like five car bombs. It was the first time I ever did them. I was like, these things are delicious. And I kept fucking drinking them.
Oh.
So I'm fucking wasted. And then like I go back out. I spent like $60 on my credit card. So I went to my friend. And I was like, dude, I've spent a lot of money in there. Just come in with me.
Your
and I'll smooth it
friend.
Out. I spent like $67 on a MasterCard. And I was like, I'll smooth it over with the owner. Trust me. We'll be fine.
Yeah. You're getting fucking bottle service.
So I bring him back in and the guy's instantly like, get the fuck out. I just kicked you out. And I was like, sir, please, can we talk? And I was like, as a businessman.
You tried to white talk your way back in, dude. Yeah. Excuse me.
I was
me.
Like, sir, as a business major. And he's just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you talked about your major?
I was like, talking about how I was like a businessman. And he was like, dude, he's like,
oh my God.
I'll call the cops. And I was like, call the fucking cops. And then fucking cops came and just dragged me the fuck out of there. I was like the Asian dude on the airplane, dude. They fucking pulled me the fuck out. I was like, yeah!
Forgot about the Asian. Screaming, dude.
There was no fucking, no one was videotaping my case back then, dude.
There was no white lady like,
this is wrong.
Oh, no.
It's just me, dude, trying to stick up for my constitutional rights.
That fucking Chinaman was sticking up for his rights.
He was, dude.
He paid for a seat. He got fucking bullied out, dude. They hit his face on an armrest on the way out.
They got him. They bonked his nose.
Oh, my God.
Dude, but they fucking...
His fucking dead weight, lifeless body when they're dragging him out with his belly out is the funniest fucking thing. Just dragging him down a plane aisle.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm telling you, though, how relieved would you be if, like, you were late on your flight and you're like, someone get the fuck... And they dragged him out. There was definitely people secretly like, yes, get the fuck out.
If I was sitting next to the guy, I would have been fucking nudging
him,
dude.
Get the fuck out, dude. You got picked. It was a fucking lottery.
Yeah, and how fucking funny that would be to see this dude trying to deadweight and fucking be like, this is going to be... Him getting dragged out would be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
The funniest would be me trying to share my viral video and just me like, ha, 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 ha. They're like, dude, fucking cut that out. I'm like, this is wrong.
All right, so you're in the bar.
Yeah, I'm in the bar, and... it's the owner. The cops come. They fucking
toss you right out.
I'm an Asian professor, dude. They fucking snag me out of there. So I get in the cop car and I'm like, "This is wrong." Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, "Shut up!" And they start yelling at me. And I was just like, "Yeah, what were you guys just fucking blowing each other around the corner?" And they're like, "Fuck you! We'll take you out of this car and beat your ass." I was like, "My uncle's a fucking lawyer. I'll have your fucking badge." And they're they're like, "Fuck you! You're full of shit." And then we like went 5 minutes. When I got close to the police station, I just started crying my eyes out. I was like, "This always happens to me. It's so unfair." Fucking crying. The fucking ship swung down the other way. Dude, they're like, shut up, you fucking pussy, you fucking crying.
Is, the line, this is always happens to me.
That's all I remember is being like, this stuff happens to me all the time. What am I doing? And then I got instantly got into the cell and started like, well, it was just me. This was like 1:30 p.m. So it's just me fucking in a cell. No one's in the holding cell. Just there's two
you
cops.
Were the first fucking guy.
First
on
motherfucker
Saint
plucked
Day.
Out on St. Pat's 21. My first time at bat on St. Patty's Day did not go well. So then they fucking they take me. So I'm in there by myself and I just start rattling the cage, like spitting. They're like, stop fucking spitting. I was like, yeah, why don't you come on to my side and talk to me? And like, dude, you just cried in the fucking car. You're not tough. I was like, fuck you guys. I was doing push-ups and shit. I swear to God, I was down there doing like push-ups. I was wiling out.
Oh God, dude.
And then I fell asleep and the guards changed and it was packed and everyone was in there like fucking go. It was just a bunch of me's from before like, fuck this. So I woke up and I was like, yo, why don't you fucking just take it easy? Let the cops do their jobs. And then one guy was a new person. He's like, what are you doing here? I was like, nah, my friend was drunk. I got in trouble. I don't know. And they fucking let me right out.
Oh, God.
And then I went to court for it. Fucking skated. Button up shirt, dude. I put on the white privilege fucking garb, dude. And went in there, combed my hair to the right, which is code sign to the judge. Like, good family, let me out.
True.
I was like, Your Honor, I'm really embarrassed about my actions. I don't know. I just
I have a gluten allergy. I have a gluten allergy. And the judge was like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
I hope you're okay.
It was a CrossFit activity issue, and I got very sickly, and I called the cops gay. And yeah, at one point, I literally, while I was in the holding cell, they were like, dude, the judge can see you. And I was like, no, she fucking can't, or they can't. And I like looked up at the camera. I was like, fuck the judge. I was going full mutiny. Fuck the judge. They were like, yeah, good one, asshole.
Dude, you standing in the middle of a fucking drunk tank looking at a camera and me like, fuck the judge, baby.
I like just found out about the Illuminati too, and I was like, fucking judge can't do shit. You won't quiet me. I was fully convinced in my head that I was like being like my civil liberties being taken from me, and I was like totally.
Oh, God.
Like I was pure 1776, dude, in that fucking holding cell.
Fucking
like,
Alex Jones, dude.
The fucking British have got me.
Oh, man, that's fucking great.
That was fun.
You fucking folded like a bitch when we got arrested in South Carolina.
You
didn't fold
I'd
at all.
I'd been in the system. I did.
You were totally rational. I was being a dickhead.
That was so funny.
We were doing a bunch of shows in the South, and one night in South Carolina, we decided to blaze some of fucking Jaws herb, dude.
Yeah.
And go to a diner. And on the way there, we were smoking out of Matt's bowl. His fucking like Gandalf bowl.
It was this huge ornate like curvy wooden curvy glass pipe. Almost could be shaped like a dragon, but not like a
it was ridiculous.
Like tons of bends and curves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, weird to carry in your pocket.
We were just walking around smoking that. And
where were we in South Carolina?
It was late. It was like 2.
2 o'clock in the morning, South Carolina, walking up
the
highway.
Tried to cross the street to a closed diner. So I ran across the highway.
He jaywalked.
I jaywalked. It wasn't a highway. It was at an intersection.
2-lane, yeah.
But it was for the cross. It was, yeah, it was a 2-lane road. And the cop was pretty far away.
I thought he was, but he sped up.
The car was fucking far away, and when he saw my big ass...
Shane ran across and got like one Grand Theft Auto star, dude.
Yeah, I did, dude. I jaywalked, and it turned out that it was a cop. Like, the lights came on.
So I blew the fucking weed out of the bowl,
yeah, Matt,
so I didn't
Matt
have anything.
Went into full fucking instinct mode. Got rid of that cherry, dude.
The cherry was still burning, dude. I sacrificed it into the parking lot of like the Waffle House.
You kept the bowl. Dude. Yeah. You're not going to lose that piece.
I thought about smashing it. I was like, nah, dude, this is my brother's. I like this one.
You'll take the fucking charges, dude.
Yeah.
So this cop pulls us over and like across the street, he's like, I can smell weed on you. He smelled weed from like...
Well, I stood across the street for a second. Like, do I go over there? He's like, get over here. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I walked over.
Yeah, yeah. Which he shouldn't have brought you over, but whatever.
I mean, I was just standing... I was just like this.
You were an accomplice to a jaywalking.
I was just standing across the street like... Ah. He's like, you over here. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, so we're just standing there at the hood of his car, and he's like, do you have anything in your pockets? And Matt puts this ridiculous piece out on his hood. This douchey fucking weed pipe. And he's like, do you have anything in there? Matt's like, nope, there is nothing in there. He blew out the weed. And then
meanwhile, the cop was literally maybe 20 years old.
He was probably 20, 21 in a full fucking SWAT gear.
He was dressed like mocap from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, dude. He thought he was the man. And I could not stop laughing in this guy's fucking face about how gay he was, dude. So I was laughing. The start to finish, I was laughing.
And
he got back in his car to like start giving us a ticket. And I was like, this guy's fucking giving us bullshit. And I was just laughing.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Matt kept being like, shut up, dude.
He's going to. I thought we were getting a warning. I thought we were getting a warning. And Shane kept laughing. I'm like, this guy sees Shane laughing. We're going to get a real fucking jaywalking ticket. It's going to suck. And I'd be like, Shane, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I was not going to be happy about it.
Come on, Matt, pussy.
He's like, shut up, pussy. This is. He like, kept just looking around and everything, being like, this is ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. So I'm like, dumb. Dude, fucking not right now.
Well, it was ridiculous. I got a jaywalking ticket in Columbia, South Carolina at 2 in the morning. And we were getting written up for like one hit of weed.
We were fucking older than this guy. And he's like, fucking my weed pipe's on his car. And it's just like, dude.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Dude, the best thing. He's like, you guys are free to leave. And I'm like, I can have my bowl back. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, thank you.
Then we jaywalked again to a fucking Walgreens, baby.
Yeah, we
to
did.
To get like nothing. Got like a Hot Pocket. I got a Hot Pockets. I got a Hot Pockets and microwave.
I got barbecue chips. You got a Hot Pocket. Nice. That was, dude.
The Hot Pockets were worth it.
Yeah, well, it was all worth it, dude.
Then the rest of the time, we just kept doing that judge.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the sick nugs.
Yeah, if we had actually gone to court, it's like, wait, there was no cherry in the bowl? Wait, so the bowl was cherried? Nice. You didn't have to light it? Sick. Let me see this piece. Nice shotgun. Dude, oh, this would get you ripped. Is this a steamroller? Like, well, technically, yeah, it's no water. Damn.
It's a good judge.
So, dude, the judge would have hooked us up.
You would have been in that holding cell again, dude. Fuck the judge.
I would have fought for our civil liberties, dude. That was the best when I did that down at when I got a permit from my dad. I got like caught up in some bureaucratic bullshit, dude. And they're like, they sent me to the wrong line. I waited for 2 hours, and the lady was like, "You have the wrong forms." And I was like, "You're a servant of the law and my tax dollars." And she was like, "Dude, stop!" And I was like, "All right, sorry, I give up." Instantly folded. Like, yeah, you're right. No, never mind it.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think the tax goes to this specifically, so someone else pays you. It was fully bitched out. It was
like, dude, and then they drug you out like the Asian dude. Yeah, dude. That's sick. I wonder if that's just how that Asian dude gets around. That wasn't him getting bullied. That was his servants, dude.
He just refuses to use a wheelchair.
He's royalty, like, dude. He just has his servants drag
him.
He hit
on the full like supermarket toddler, dude. It was just like, meh.
Yeah, he couldn't get Skittles, so he was like, fuck.
It's so funny because he was totally right. I was like, dude, I got to get home. Imagine if your wife's like, come on, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, I got to stay. And you're like, no, fuck that. Don't get off. He's probably like, well, I can't get off. They're like, get the fuck out. And he's like, meh. I mean, at that point, I would have just man. What
so
do
I guess
you do?
We gotta tell our listeners to watch
a lot of stuff. A lot of homework. There's a lot of homework.
Yeah, there's homework
this
week. Watch the Pepsi commercial if you haven't. It's already a week old.
Yeah,
old news.
It's
and then watch the Chinaman get ripped off that fucking plane. That's about as funny as it gets. Because just him screaming is so funny.
It is fucking funny. And the white lady afterwards,
white lady being
of course,
outraged.
Making it all about herself. Like, this is
I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, there's dudes in fucking Syria with like trying to breathe, like getting fucking chemical attacks. It's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like, well, fucking be happy. They're not breathing fucking poison out
That'd
of the air.
It'd be great if Syria was just filled with white women that were outraged. Like after every bombing, they're like, what? This is crazy. I can't believe it.
That is literally the worst thing
this
I've
is
ever
literally,
seen.
Literally, this is crazy.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Well,
fucking God.
That's some good stuff.